Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yeah, we'll celebrate. We'll celebrate a next round game in the college football playoffs. We will also commiserate on the Miami Dolphins. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us this hour. Let's see. I thought maybe a DK Metcalf suspension, but no, just a update about the story. We'll talk Dolphins though, right? With Chris Perkins this hour. What's that?
That's coming for sure.
Well, I don't know. There seems to be a lot of reports that this fan has stalked him numerous times at numerous games, has called his wife very bad things, and was using racial slurs at DK Metcalf at that moment. So I'm not so certain that there's not a lot more context here that needs to be uncovered. And I'm a big believer that if you're going to talk really foul to someone, you kind of got to be ready to pay the price. And it was hardly a price. I mean, he grabbed at him.
Yeah, I'm not excusing any of the behavior because I read some of that stuff and it's disgusting. But don't you kind of have to reprimand him somehow, some way? Because, Hawk, I would imagine Crowder could fill us in when he's back. I would imagine there's a lot of stuff that gets said to NFL players that's just you know, disgusting, dehumanizing, however you want to call it.
And if you're going to do it in more than one instance, you're going to be the same guy who shows up. And again, I'm only reading certain accounts, so we don't know the true story. But if you're going to be within physical distance of someone and you're going to open your mouth, to me, you've got to be willing to take the punishment that comes with that.
It's just a slippery slope that the NFL is playing here, because if they don't suspend him for at least a game, then you're opening up a Pandora's box of, hey, so-and-so called me a racial slur. I threw a punch. You didn't suspend the last guy that did it. You know what I mean? Like, I just think they have to be careful about that. Again, I'm not excusing any of the behavior. I think you have to kind of say something or do something when somebody throws a punch.
Somebody says, WTF was that? When Crowder comes in, it's like the noises and the banging. And like it's he has very little ability to be stealth-like when he joins the broadcast. It's like,
yeah. My wife hates it because, you know, we were just talking with John about, you know, wives and husbands. I'm not a sneaky person at all, if anybody hasn't figured that out. I don't sneak around. Like, if I'm in the room, you know I'm in the room. If I'm eating, you know I'm eating. That's the good soap.
Yeah, so this is what I keep in the shower, just based on the last conversation that we were having. This is soft soap, energizing pomegranate and mango spritz.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that, you know, if I'm with a naked female, even if I've seen that female for 30 years, and this is within grabbing distance, I'm going to have a very difficult time having a conversation about life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about the Gators quarterback situation when there's mango and pomegranate at my
God Come bless on, John. Him. Yeah. God
was,
bless him.
Hulk, I'm glad you called out. I was perplexed by it, but I wasn't going to say anything until you said something. That's
that was
crazy.
Fascinating to me. Fascinating. I, you know, because I still think like, wow, I'm 56 years old and I still can't control myself if there. And again, I say a naked female. It's my wife. I've seen her in that state of undress for 28 plus years. I don't have the ability to go there. Close her off. There's only one reason for that. And it ain't a conversation.
When age, I'm 18. We're married, going on six. So 18 years ago, when I walk in the bathroom and I see that she's, I hear, you know, you hear the shower early, but they don't have to be in the shower. The shower's on. I look over to the left and see it, and I kick my Crocs off. She'll actually be like, no. I gotta run to the bathroom. I have somewhere to be. Don't bring your big ass in the shower. don't fool with me.
Because like, once I breach the shower door. There's no conversation. It's a crazy tradition John and his wife have. Yeah. That's wild to me.
What you got planned today? And don't worry about it. Don't you have to be somewhere at noon? I don't know where I got to be.
It's also a little overrated. Like the shower sex? I don't know. I mean, personally, I'm not a massive fan. I also don't like showering with another human. Like,
well, the showering with another human is terrible.
It's an ancillary
piece. You only
do
it for one reason.
Oh, no, agreed. But yeah, I'm just saying in general, shower sex overrated. Like, I can't believe that that's an everyday thing that they're doing together every single day.
I was perplexed.
Because you ain't got no stroke. You ain't got no stroke.
I got stroke.
Oh, he's got stroke.
Oh, I got stroke. just don't ask my fiance.
But to your point, it's not the most advantageous place to get some whoopee.
That's all I'm saying. It's just easy.
It's just easy. Everybody's clothes are off, and I've got the energizing pomegranate and mango spritz.
Come on. I'm energized by pomegranate and mango. Come on.
This provides a tingle that I cannot.
There's a couple things you watch growing up that you're like, huh, that looks like it'll be fun. Shower, in the shower, and on the beach.
Yeah, beach is the worst.
And then you learn quickly, not fun at all. Like, just
beach is the worst.
I'm good.
You know, Mike McDaniel's listening to this today going, please keep talking about this, fellas.
I don't care. I could deal with the sand of the beach. It's the looking back and forth and
there's nothing pleasurable about it.
Nothing. It's not fun.
Not even that people might walk up on you. It's like a bird. It can be a monster, a sea monster.
The tide comes in. We're getting wet. I messed up my socks. I don't like it at all.
Let's do headlines because we went a little long.
Quickly, you would say I heard when I came in and the kids are home today, so I'll probably be late to about eight more segments. But the DK Metcalf thing, it's crazy. They have to put the foot down on him, and I don't even think of this
but
from
you
a
know some of the context. Did you see some of that this guy has harassed him at other games, has said bad stuff about his wife, used racial slurs?
Yes, you can do it. You can. I've been called the nastiest stuff, and I've called people the nastiest stuff. I feel bad about things I've said to other human beings on the field. There are 1,800 people on that field in any time getting paid $700,000 plus a year. Those fans can say whatever they want, do whatever they want to you. If the league doesn't suspend them or that team doesn't hear it and it's my word versus your word, you have to be the bigger person and not walk over there. For DK, if that dude said it walking off a bus and it was a natural reaction to grab him and slap him in the face, leave DK alone. That man called him a racial slur. DK got off the field, walked over there, grabbed him, then mushed him, tried to swing on him, whatever you want to say. He's going to say he just let him go. You can't do that in a position of being on the field as one of those 1,800 in the world. I hate it, Hawk, and I hate that people are nasty as they are. I hate when fans do it. I've had it done to me. I've done it to people. You can't do that on the sideline. He can't get on the field. You have to walk over to him in the stands. They're going to suspend DK Metcalf. They have to, or I agree with Solano, and I hate to say I agree with Solano. It's a precedent that has to be set, because now what if the next time they swing, now you knock a dude's tooth out? Or now a player snatches a guy onto the field, he falls over, falls 6-7 feet. You can't let players go and interact with the fans. You just can't let it happen.
I do agree with the part where you say you can't walk over and put yourself in that situation. And DK Metcalf did do that. But, man, to me, if you're going to yap at someone and they're within physical range of you, it's one thing if you're in the upper deck and you're yelling something, you're in the 15th row, you're yelling something. If you are in physical range of someone and you're going to say nasty things about him, his wife, whoever, you kind of got to go along with what comes with that.
Yeah, but you still, if you're going to throw a punch, you have to go along with what comes with that too. Like, I'm cool with DK Metcalf. If all these stories are true, Hawk, that this guy's been literally stalking him and he's yelling racial slurs, I'm cool with him throwing the punch. I wish he would have knocked his tooth out. I wish he would have dragged him down. But you have to be cool with the consequences if you're going to take that course of action that follows.
No, Solana, you can't default to, he deserved it.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Remember that corner that played for the Rams and he was a little crazy that walked up in the stands and walked over to the dude and got on the bench? He was like, so what you say again? I said it all the time. When I was at Florida, I didn't do it much in the league, but at Florida, in college football, you're extremely touchable, as I like to say. You're easy to get to. You're in Gainesville. Everybody hangs out together. I remember sitting at a number of places. The Palace, 8 seconds was the white people club where they had the bull in the middle. I didn't want to ride the bull, but I wanted to watch other people ride the bull. 8 seconds, Palace, Hooters, the Swamp. I can name the places where people will walk up to me and they're super fans. And they'd be like, oh, crowded. And we would have lost to Ole Miss. Oh, man, y'all out here partying. You could tell they've been drinking. And they'd say, you out here partying and you can't even stop the run. And I'd be like, I don't know about that field, bro, but I know who's going to win this fight. And it would almost recalibrate their thinking of, oh, yeah, like I'm close enough to him and right. He's a big-ass dude that can knock me out. But their fandom takes over and they want to talk trash and the liquor kicks in and all that. You cannot, as an athlete, go into the stands and attack a fan. I'll say that, and I've been a part of – I've actually – been on the verge of being that guy. It just can't happen. Honestly, it's funny when you say in the league about getting paid, you're paid to have to deal with this. In college now, you're paid to have to deal with this. High schoolers, okay. If a high school player gets upset, slaps somebody, I would still say it's wrong because he has to keep, he'll hold himself at a higher level. But college and NFL players, NBA, MLB, all those guys, that person paid to come watch you play your sport. You need to isolate yourself to this field. They can say whatever they want to you. Racial slurs, talk about your wife, your kids, whoever. The hell with it. Go do your job and leave. If he sees you at Exxon, see what happens. That's two grown men. And to be honest, Solana, it's still assault because DK walked up on him.
Oh, no.
Sticks and stones can break my bones and words will never hurt me. No matter what someone calls you at Publix, you're not allowed to walk towards them, grab them by their collar, and mush them into the Alfredo sauce.
Well, no.
That's assault.
No, for sure. I was saying if DK Metcalf decided to go do that, fine. But he has to understand what the consequences of those actions are, even if the dude deserved it, right? Like, no matter what, if he's going to make that decision.
Remember, there is that story about Troy Aikman where Skip Bayless in a book had intimated Troy Aikman was gay. And Troy Aikman talked with his attorney and said, what are going to be the repercussions if I kick this guy's ass? Like, how much is it going to end up costing me when I see him in the locker room? And Troy Aikman was like, I had to debate whether it was going to be worth what the consequences were, which were, you know, his attorney said probably over $1 million. And he had to wrestle with, is this going to be worth it to me? Is the price going to be worth it for me to exact punishment? Anyway, let's do headlines because Chris Perkins coming up and we went late and I don't want to get caught going late again. So real quick look at the headlines here. With Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Thoughts on Quinn Ewers' first start, gentlemen?
I mean,
seventh round flyer pick looked okay.
Yeah,
don't want him to run my organization.
He didn't come in and provide a Jackson Dart type spark, but you wouldn't expect a seventh round pick was going to do that. In conversely, he didn't look like a deer in headlights either. Like, he looked like he was composed back there. But I mean, I wonder if their performance yesterday says more about Quinn Ewers or Mike McDaniel?
I think you could you glean nothing from Quinn Ewers' career off yesterday.
Right.
I think, yeah, more about Mike McDaniel. What
That's
can he
what
do?
I
and
think.
In the third quarter, having no answer. That third quarter was very damning for the Mike McDaniel regime.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There were a couple notes from Mike McDaniel's press conference earlier today regarding injury. Minka Fitzpatrick is week to week, and it doesn't look like he's going to end up suiting up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs need a win their next two games. They lost to Carolina yesterday on the road. They have Miami coming up, obviously, here in Miami. And then they have to win their final game as well just to get into the playoffs. I think that's Carolina at home. So this game has meaning for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up next Sunday.
They have faltered at the end of the season here in a big way.
Yeah. I think they've lost six of their last seven or five of their last six.
Mm-hmm. And the questionable Dolphins are going to stay questionable. Because
that's what I would think. What would be the point of Minka playing?
I've been a part of teams that were out of it this time of year, and questionable stays questionable.
Right, but some of the other guys, like Jordan Brooks, was questionable all week, and he fought through injury and played yesterday. I mean, you could
he's
go
a different cat, though. That's a different cat.
But listen who you're talking about. You're talking about Jordan Brooks, who's about to lead the league in tackles if he keeps it going. Or a guy that got traded to a team that he didn't want to be at in the first place because of the coaches and get sent back without his approval. And now I'm hurt and we have two games left that mean nothing. And I'm getting paid no matter what. Just look at the concept.
Do you shut down Devon Achane?
It's a great question. I don't know.
No. He wouldn't want to because he'd want to keep getting yards and
right. He wants
to. Rushing and all that
but
stuff.
If he's going to be your lead back next season and hopefully the season after, I mean, wouldn't you just say, yeah, let's see what Jalen Wright has, let's see what Ollie Gordon has, and let's keep Devon Achane healthy so that next season we can make a real run?
If he's healthy, he plays. I understand the concept because he's the most talent on your team. He's the most talented person on the Dolphin roster right now. So why you know, subject him to any more punishment, but he would want to play.
Just to round out headlines, I know there were a lot of reports yesterday going into the Dolphins-Bengals game starting in the morning. Different people reporting on Mike McDaniel's future, different people, different reporters talking about Tua Tagovailoa's future with the Miami Dolphins. Today, Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show, and he intimated that nothing's officially been decided yet regarding Mike McDaniel's future. Yesterday, I don't know about you guys, from what I was reading and Tobin and I were reacting to live on the air on Game Day Uncensored, it felt like the consensus on the reporting was that Tua Tagovailoa's time in Miami has come and gone, that they're going to do whatever they can to get out from underneath that contract in the offseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just based off yesterday, I just think it would be so difficult to bring back. We can ask Perk in the next segment. I think it would be so difficult to bring back Tua and Mike McDaniel. I just don't see it anymore.
And they just benched him. You're starting $50 million quarterback. You just benched him because of performance. And now what are you selling to the fan base? What are you selling to the rest of the roster? What are you selling to the owner? No, Tua's good. He wasn't good enough to play against the Bengals, though, and the Bucks. And what are you talking about? Like, I think there's no way now after the benching that Tua's the starting quarterback week one next season.
Yep.
The Miami Hurricanes are going to play Ohio State. Oregon's going to play Texas. Alabama came back, beat Oklahoma. Great game Friday
night. How about
that?
Man, I was laughing at Alabama in the first half. Oh, I had that thing over and done with.
Notre Dame fans SEC. Thought that they were actually going to have a legitimate case. And now the Notre Dame fans are like, well, the team we almost beat didn't beat the team we also almost beat by enough points, so we should be in.
Right.
And Ole Miss ended up winning, of course. They're going to play Georgia. So those are your eight quarterfinal teams. Miami, Ohio State on New Year's Eve, 7 p.m., 7:30 rather, in the Cotton Bowl, gentlemen.
Big time.
Means that we're off at 3 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Rock and roll.
Hey.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is next.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Stick with anything that works. You know what I mean?
So more pink eye then.
Sure, go get pink eye. Chris.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and Chris Perkins writes about the Dolphins in the Sun Sentinel. And this segment can also be our 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, since Perk is on Game Day Uncensored with Solana and Tobin. It's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. So, Perk, what did you learn about the Dolphins yesterday? We were just having the conversation in the last segment. Did you learn more about Quinn Ewers, or did you learn more about Mike McDaniel? What do you come away with after yesterday?
There's a state of confusion in this whole organization as far as the quarterback situation, as far as what happens in the second half of games, as far as Mike McDaniel and well, I learned today about Mike McDaniel and his status with Schefter saying that it hasn't necessarily been decided one way or the other. So, you know, it's just such a weird, bizarre ending to a season, Hawk. And I was talking to players in the locker room after the game yesterday about how strange it was to see Tua as the scout team quarterback during the week. He's emulating Joe Burrow. So everything, it's just kind of a weird time for the Dolphins, right? Nothing is kind of as it seems, and you aren't really certain about many things.
And Park, to that point, like, where do they sit? Like you say, you're talking to the players more or less. Like, where do you sit now when your guy is benched, you're starting a young guy? So they know, like, obviously, we're trying to see what Quinn Ewers is. We're trying to see what he does. Yep. Hawkins Long, we're talking about earlier, like, why not bench Achane? Why not just save him? Because you're obviously trying to see what young guys have. Let's see what Jalen Wright can do. Like, where does it sit mentally with this team? Because I've been on some bad teams, bro, but I've never had my starting quarterback benched and just kind of flat out telling me, yeah, we're working towards next season.
Exactly, Chan. And you know what? That's one thing I was talking to players in the locker room about. It's just like, you know, what's your mindset now? And some of the veterans were just like, look, man, I'm just trying to be a professional, show up for my teammates and this, that, and the other. But their heads are spinning because the message is out there. Now that you're eliminated from the playoffs and you benched Tua, what is this all about? Is Mike McDaniel trying to win games? Does his job depend on these last three games of the season, now last two games of the season? Players are kind of confused about what's going on. It's a very unfamiliar place because usually in the Mike McDaniel era, they've been trying to make the playoffs at this time of year or trying to solidify playoff position. Those hopes are over. They were over before the Pittsburgh game kicked off. And so, yeah, I think a lot of these players are wondering, are we playing for Mike McDaniel's job? Are we playing to see if Quinn Ewers is the guy? Are we playing to see if we should come back? Are we playing to see if we fit in with the rebuild? Like, there's just a lot of confusion right now in that locker room.
Perk, I have a list of players here, and you tell me who absolutely, if you put your GM hat on, needs to be back next season. And here are the people I have written down. Devon Achane, right. Patrick Paul. I think you have to bring back Kenneth Grant and Savaii Naia just because you have to. You just drafted them. Jordan yep. Brooks. Am I missing anybody? Aaron Brewer, but like I'm including the coaching staff as well here.
Ooh, well, that depends on what you're trying to do, Salon. Are you trying to tank or are you trying to win? Because you guys remember that term too big to fail, right, during the financial crisis. I think that's almost what the Dolphins are right now because, look, you do have Achane and Waddle and Brewer and Patrick Paul and Austin Jackson and Zach Sealer and Jordan Brooks and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Like, you're right now, you're almost too big to fail. You probably – and I know you need a quarterback, but you probably bring back a 6 or 7 win roster at this point before the draft and free agency. So are you going to get rid of, you know, all of these guys, or are you going to try to build and try to be like a 9-win team that could eke out a 10th win and get into the playoffs? Who you bring back is going to depend on what is the philosophy and the intent of the organization. And that's going to depend on who is the general manager, right? So everything is still uncertain. But I say you not only bring back Achane, you need to extend Achane. He's about the best thing that you have going on that offense. He is the best thing you have going. That's with no disrespect to Aaron Brewer. He is the best thing that you have going. So if you want to build, you can build. You have, if I'm not mistaken, a first round, a second round, and 3 third-round draft picks. So you might be able to build this into a 9 or 10-win team, but stripping it down to like 4 or 5 wins is going to be just as difficult as building it into 10 wins right now to me.
And, Perk, it was obvious yesterday, and you blame Quinn Ewers if you want to, but the big picture numbers are we're terrible in the third quarter. They have 12 of this season, 2025 now, Perk. Never talking about McDaniel's whole tenure. 12 scoreless third quarters. They've been outscored 113-27 in the third quarter this year. Like, that's not a people thing. That's a schematic thing. That's a coaching thing. That's a, I don't know, philosophy thing. Why in the – what the hell – matter of fact, let me ask you this, Perk. What do they do at halftime, Perk? Do they really think about the game or do they play PS5? Because how the hell do you come out and score 37 points in 16 third quarters?
I don't know. This is coaching. This is coaching. You're being out-coached, and this is what happens at the end of the season. It's what happens in the second half of games. It's, you know, we know their record in December and January, and Dave Hyde had a statistic today, and I can't remember what it was, that it was something about a 3-24 record or something like that when they get outscored in the second half. Or I can't remember what it was, but it was – I don't know. I point to coaching. You guys know I'm one who thinks they should take a broom to this whole operation, Greer, McDaniel, and Tua, and just start all over again. But, you know, that's what you're talking about, Channing, goes to coaching. And you've got to figure out, you know, is this something that can be overcome next season? Steve Ross said he doesn't want status quo. And so if you bring McDaniel back, what kind of offense is he running? Who is going to be the quarterback? How can you get things like this, the halftime being outscored in the second half, how can you get those things corrected? So that there are just so many questions to answer. I don't know why the second halves are so bad, but you've just got to think they don't make the correct adjustments, and that goes directly to coaching.
It is just an unmitigated disaster. You know, when we talk it out, Solana gives you a list of players, and you're like, yeah, I can make a case for him coming back. I can make a case for him not coming back. And the way that we know things are, it's just an unmitigated disaster. I wonder, what did Mike McDaniel have to say at his press conference today? Like, anything? Like, does he acknowledge this is an unmitigated disaster?
He did not, strangely enough, huh? That would be something, wouldn't it? He was saying that he's still trying to give this team the best chance to win every game. And so, you know, when you ask him about, Quinn Ewers playing and whether his job depends on it, and Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald asked him that today. And you know, Barry basically asked him, if your job depends on the outcome of the season, why are you playing the rookie quarterback? Because it seems like a veteran would give you a better chance to win. And Mike said, I am actually trying to give us the best chance to win every week. So he didn't really directly answer the question. But this is an unmitigated disaster. I can't remember the Dolphins being so uncertain at this time of year. They've had worse records. And they've had, worse quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff. But you don't know the GM situation. You don't know the coach situation. You don't know the quarterback situation. You don't know the HN situation. There's so many balls up in the air right now. And I don't know who's juggling. I don't know if it's Steve Ross, if it's Champ Kelly, if it's Mike McDaniel. It's really a very, very strange situation with the Dolphins right now.
That's the part that makes this so confounding, is you can go around the league usually and say, oh, okay, 15, 16 games in, 14 games in, I see this team's trajectory and we know what they're going to need to do this offseason. I see that team's trajectory. You know, like, you can look at Kansas City and go, oh, okay, it's wheezing to a finish, but you saw signs that things are going to need to change this season. It's not just Mahomes being out. You get to the Dolphins, you could make six different cases for what should happen next, and it's all going to be dependent on what decisions they make on who's going to be there and who's not. Like, it really is, what a terrible situation to be in for a professional sports franchise.
And you know what, Huck? Right now, it all adds up to mediocrity, doesn't it? I mean, unless you decide just to empty this roster and tank. Like, I just don't see this team making the playoffs next year. But again, I don't see like a 4 or 5 win roster at this point. You've got the talent to win like 6, 7, 8 games. But that status quo is so frustrating, right? Because you just don't see any way out of the mediocrity next season. Maybe in 2027, but in 2026, I think that they're headed for mediocrity once again. And, coming off of 2 straight losing seasons, if you look at like 6, 7, 8 wins, that's not good enough. So they've got to come up with a really good plan in the off season, and not for me, the idiot from the Sun Sentinel, for the fans. So you give the fans a reason to spend their money, because if I'm a fan, I'm looking at this organization right now and it's like, I'll spend my money in 2027. I'll watch the games in 2026, but I'm not spending any money on this team until you have a plan and until I see a light at the end of the tunnel, because it just looks like you're going to be stuck in the mud again next year.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Better days ahead, Perk.
Yep. Hey, Hawk, a quick question for you, because I know you like language and you like food. Is there any such thing as an open-faced sandwich? Can that exist? I know it's on menus,
question. But
Great
question. Yeah. So, I feel like we may have had that question, because the moment that the sandwich is no longer between two pieces of bread, is it even a sandwich?
There you go, Hawk. This is the kind of thing I wonder about, Hawk. I'm a troubled man, a very troubled man.
Because there is something soothing. You walk into a restaurant and there's an open-faced turkey sandwich with melted Swiss over it. But the moment that it's open-faced really takes away any semblance of a sandwich. What would you then call it? Just turkey on toast?
Yeah, how do you sell that? How do you sell that? Yeah. You're better off selling the soup that it comes with, right?
Fascinating.
I don't know. Yeah.
You can't call that a sandwich, because then where does it stop? Like bruschetta. What, some diced up tomatoes on a little cracker now all of a sudden is a sandwich?
Right. So now anything you put on a piece of bread, is that just an open-faced sandwich?
That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
No, because they have burgers on lettuce buns. And is lettuce a bun or is that just lettuce? Because there's lettuce on normal burgers.
But do they call that a sandwich?
Yeah, lettuce bun, a burger on lettuce bun.
No, nobody calls that a sandwich. Well, they call it a lettuce wrap. That's a lettuce wrap, bro.
Yeah, I don't think anybody says, let me have a lettuce sandwich.
Some lettuce.
Yeah. But an open-faced sandwich, is anything on one slice of bread then technically an open-faced sandwich? In other words, if you go to a tapas place, I mean, tapas, are those all just open-faced sandwiches?
Yeah. Is bruschetta an open-faced sandwich?
But you're saying, Perk, if I grab a saltine and I put a little bit of butter on it, that all of a sudden is a butter sandwich now?
No. First of all, that would be an open-faced butter sandwich, but nothing between two crackers is a sandwich, is it?
No.
No,
but if I say avocado toast, because the avocado toast is one piece of bread with a bunch of crap on top.
Right. It's not an avocado spread sandwich. It's avocado toast. Right.
Yeah. Huh. I told you I'm a troubled man. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll figure this out for your next appearance. You figure out the Dolphins.
All right. That's a deal. That's me, y'all.
Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Fascinating.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I didn't realize you were such an expert on this.
I didn't realize you were such an idiot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.